USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators grilled Dr. Anthony Fauci about U.S. tax dollars funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology and about the origins of COVID-19. Fauci says history has proven most pandemics are started in the wild.
So the historical basis for pandemics evolving naturally from an animal reservoir is extremely strong, and it's for that reason that we felt that something similar like this has a much higher likelihood.
The motive for Wednesday morning's horrible shooting tragedy in San Jose, California, remained a mystery overnight after more sad news arrived late Wednesday evening. A ninth shooting victim has died after being transported to the hospital. The shooting took place at Valley Transportation Authority rail yard near San Jose, California Airport. The suspect, 57-year-old Sam James Cassidy, took his own life after the shooting. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Some lawmakers are saying D.C.'s spending spree is out of control and in turn will severely hurt all Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the economic policies of President Biden and congressional Democrats.
Democrats have already dreamt up a massive, record-shattering Washington spending spree. Liberals saw the crisis as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor saying Democrats are running up the nation's credit card bill. On Thursday, Republicans in the Senate are expected to introduce their infrastructure plan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And in some sad news, former Senator John Warner, the longest-serving Republican senator in Virginia's history, died of heart failure Tuesday evening at the age of 94. Warner represented Virginia for 30 years, from 1979 until 2009. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee for Director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or ATF, said at a confirmation hearing Wednesday he supports banning assault weapons, yet he couldn't define what an assault weapon is. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy.
Do you believe in banning assault weapons?
I do, sir.
Okay. Define assault weapons.
Assault weapons would be something that members of Congress would define.
Well, how do you define it? You're going to be running the agency.
Senator, the bill to ban assault weapons is,
what is your
dozens
definition
of pages.
Of an assault
There's no way I could define an assault weapon.
Give me your definition.
I can give you one definition.
If you won't answer my question, how can I vote for you? I'm done, Mr. Chairman. I don't think I'm going to get an answer.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
Can you tell me what is an assault weapon? How would you define it if you were the head of the ATF? How have you defined it over the last several years as your role as a gun control advocate?
I know there's a demand letter 3 program which requires multiple reports. ATF in that program has defined an assault rifle as any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine above the caliber of .22, which would include a .223, which is, you know, largely the AR-15 round.
I'm amazed that might be the definition of assault weapon. That would basically cover every single modern sporting rifle in America today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.